Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a large hat, a volcano, and Tom is moving. It's coming up right after this.
It's new, it's crazy, and it's educational. It's the Richard Gere Gerbil Habitat Trail Kit. And boy, oh boy, will your gerbils go nuts when they whip down your Richard Gere Gerbil Habitat Trail. Just listen.
Wow. It sure is dark in here. Pee, you. Hey, Squirmy, did you have Limburger cheese for lunch? Oh!
You'll have hours of fun with a Richard Gere Gerbil Habitat Trail Kit.
Hey, somebody get me out of here.
It's from Ramco Industries. Medicated lotion and suction evacuator sold separately. Void where prohibited, not approved by the ASPCA or the ASSPAC. All celebrity voices impersonated. Package cover photos, copyright Robert Mapplethorpe. Gerbils not included.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hello.
We're having a good time over here.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's going to happen? Tom will put an end to that. There's Ace Cosby.
Are you going to read some more jackasses speculating about who the best college football team is instead of actually playing the game?
Get
people on the phone and have them talk about how
that is what's in place for the college playoffs.
Boring.
I say you put them all in a hat.
You play the game.
By the way,
they're going to.
By the way, speaking of hats, I don't know why this has become a thing.
But okay.
I need this. It's a Washington Commander. This is a running back for the Washington Commander.
I was going to buy you that.
Brian Robinson Jr.
What the hell is that?
A comically over-large baseball cap.
Oh, God.
I absolutely have to have one.
All right, let me see what
we may have one in the back.
Are you
that
serious?
Looks like that?
Yeah.
Commander's hat?
Commander's.
Right.
We had like a giant baseball cap, and those are great to have for about 10 seconds.
No.
Then the funny wears off, and you've got to put them somewhere to collect dust.
I would love that forever. I would hold it and stroke it and love it forever. No.
And call it George.
I call it George.
Be in a closet in an hour.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, they are selling out because of the
great
picture
the
you just showed.
Good.
Yeah.
There's another, you know, another great investment is buy a shredder, then take your wallet and just shred your money.
You know, did you hear what
effect.
He did, though? When I said the big Washington Commanders hat, Brian Robinson Jr., he scored a touchdown, by the way. He says, we have one of those in the back.
No, an oversized
hat. I said, oh, really? Well, that's not even close to what you said, you dirty liar.
You can get it on Noggin Boss.
Noggin Boss?
That's like right. That. Sales are up 2,000% since that photo.
Wow. Oh, so they've sold 20.
Oh, I don't know, Tommy.
That's what they said about fatheads. Now the fatheads are everywhere.
Yeah.
Remember the fatheads?
Are those the sunglasses?
No, they're those are the big posters of logos.
Oh, okay.
For all the sports
those
teams.
Those are fun.
Pictured. Why are they fun and the big hats aren't
The big
fun?
Hat's fun.
The big hat is fun. You don't know how to have fun.
Will your headphones fit over it? We'll find out.
No, I'd go up under. I'd go up under.
I want you to try to stretch them over.
Let's get back to reality here. I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That'll be fun.
Yes, let's hear what's on your mind.
Well, I think the big volcano eruption in Hawaii, a very big story.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Lava's coming. What do we have, 48 hours?
Yeah.
Actually, they'll know. They'll have like 10 days warning if they think it's going to actually hit the village.
Right. Oh, boy.
But I just think, you don't think it's interesting that they're molten rock?
I tell you what's interesting is that Christy ruined my day yesterday by recommending a documentary.
I told you the end was
love's,
bad.
Yeah. Love's on fire or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, fire of love or something like this, that.
Hey, I'm going to say it right now to all, spoiler alert if you're at all interested in this document. These two ruin movies faster than anyone.
Oh, stop
what I'm
it.
About to tell you is on the description for the movie, and the first words out of the documentarian's mouth as you turn the movie on is these two people die. And they're in love.
But they're in love, and they love what they're doing. They died doing what they love.
Which was what?
Checking out lava.
Making love to volcanoes.
They love volcanoes.
And basically, they were eaten by lava.
Yeah.
Really? That sounds excruciating.
Can you imagine how much that would hurt?
Wow. They couldn't have run
it. Wonder if they were holding hands.
Oh, man, I hope so.
Oh, well, who knows? What a way to go, huh? Hey, you smell barbecue? No, that's my leg.
You think sliming is objectionable?
Yeah.
Where do you get lava on
your head? This really does hurt.
Yeah.
Did they fall?
Have you seen the local weather forecast out of Hawaii?
What? No.
Oh, they talk about the lava flow and the magma. And I was watching the guy yesterday. He's going, well, the lava is 2,200 degrees, but with the breeze, it feels like 3,000 degrees. They've got the feels like temperature for the magma.
Here's what they wear when they're volcano hunting.
That's how
if
close
you will.
They get. They have
yeah,
to wear
they
those
get that close. They're like right
fire suits, foil.
Like a baked potato.
Yeah, they
like
understand
astronauts.
How that works, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
They do now.
You know, you can get a really good photograph of that if you have a drone. That way, you don't have to set your ass on fire.
Didn't you yesterday explain the difference between lava and magma?
We learned the difference between lava and magma,
and it is
What was it again?
Magma is underground. Lava has broken through the Earth's crust, or the surface, yeah.
You should see it when it tumbles into the ocean, and it's still, like, 2,200 degrees. It looks like some sort of, those
blob
ash snakes that
yes,
you get?
Yes, that's exactly what it looks like.
Exactly what underground.
And the distinction again is what?
Magma is underground, and
lava's in the air.
Lava's in the air.
That's right.
John Paul Young.
Boy, he set you up.
Lava
conversation.
Lava's in the air.
I'm willing to be set up for that kind of goal.
Oh, okay. So, but according to this news account on the Big Island, the eruption is not immediately endangering the nearby town.
Well, that's good. I mean, right now, this just means more Hawaii.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have a little more Hawaii this time next year.
That's why the real estate is so cheap in Hawaii, is they're making land every day.
That's right.
It isn't.
That's not true.
We have land factories.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Old Mauna Loa belched up
Lakeshore
oceanfront property.
Don't you kind of do like a double take when you see a Hawaiian license plate?
Yeah. I think I've only seen two mainland.
I just saw one the other day.
Yeah, you go, oh man, if we were playing license plate bingo, I'd win.
Yeah, boy, you would win.
Do you remember what it said?
Pictures or
they've got their logo, Hawaii, lava or leave it.
Yeah.
It's like New Hampshire. It's serious. Live free or die.
I think it's Aloha.
Oh, it's not lava or leave it on.
The Aloha State.
Oh, okay. You say aloha.
Yeah.
I say aloha.
Aloha.
Okay,
aloha.
I'm sorry, back to sports.
Good morning, buffoons, and Josh. He is the greatest, it says. This is from Spence.
Hey, Spence.
Tom, I'm not sure what you pay that worthless Chick McGee for.
Oh.
I know he's upset that the Vikings beat his lousy team a few weeks back, but
goodness.
To not even mention our 9-2 mascot yesterday for the Minnesota Vikings, his name is Victor. Victor the Viking.
Okay.
Victor? Get it?
Right.
Come on, man. You guys rock, though. Love listening every morning live in my semi and watching you on YouTube while I'm waiting in line.
Thanks, Spence.
I don't know what that means.
That may be way stations.
Yeah. Possibly.
Toll booths.
Okay. Trying to smuggle some things.
Obviously, that was written before the sportscast earlier this morning. I'm sure he's asleep at the side of the road. Steam coming off the wreckage where he fell asleep during the
here's something you'll pay
30 minute discussion
to.
Of college football ranking.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
A U.S. Marine Corps veteran stole the show at Monday's Lakers game against the Pacers, which the Pacers won, the last buzzer beater. She chugged a beer out of her prosthetic leg.
How about that?
You go. Semper Fi.
Fans at Crypto.com Arena, formerly Staples, watched.
Well, I'm not sure. I wouldn't want to be Crypto.com right now. I seem to be dropping like flies.
Yeah, they are. That's a creepy thing.
Well, that guy's just...
Three crypto guys have died within the last couple years.
Died?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's become a conspiracy.
Yeah, crypto is...
How are you feeling, Josh?
Of course,
from the
Greek for Ponzi. I'm sorry, back to you.
No. That guy's... The one was, yes.
The All Marine Corps veteran, her name is Annika Hutzler. On the Jumbotron, they've had her on the Jumbotron. Fan of the night. She removed her leg, placed a beer glass inside, and gulped it down. Chugged a whole beer down.
Gulp.
Hutzler, who was attending her very first NBA game, later posted on social media that the stunt won her a fan of the game.
Wow.
According to reports, Hutzler had her leg amputated in 2019 after several attempts to have a tumor removed from her foot.
Gotcha. Wow. Mm-hmm. Good for her. And former United States Marine Corps person. Yeah. Good for her.
And she won a $100 gift card.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Pat. In the medium of song.
She's got a leg. She knows how to use it. Don't need a keg. She knows how to booze it. She doesn't need a mug. She's got a prosthetic leg now. Oh, watch her chug. No one's calling her Peg. She's got one leg. Just the left one. She's all right. All right.
Hey!
All right.
Hey, all right. Well, good for her. Ironically, this was at, what's the name of the stadium? Crypto.com
Arena, Tom.
Arena, okay. It's ironic because that beer cost her an arm and a leg. So there you go.
There you have it. You're welcome.
Would you rather...
what a great story.
Would you rather...
I was riveted.
Would you rather do that or do the butt chugging, Christy?
You mean the butt luge? Because she wouldn't. She just poured beer down her back.
Yeah, I could just pour beer down my back. But
you'd pour the beer down your back, and then Josh would be at the base of your gluteal cleft lapping it up? Is that how that works?
I guess. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be lapping so much as just letting it
fall into his mouth.
And then bless you.
Sorry, I'm allergic to sexiness. I would let it.
So that, isn't that how the butt luge works?
Yes. Yeah. I think they probably wear a thong.
You want me to drink
flosset.
Your butt beer?
Hey. You can wear a flosset.
What's your favorite thong? Do you have one?
Yeah, I do have a thong.
Favorite thong?
I like.
Old-fashioned love thong?
Just an old-fashioned
your thong?
Thong.
Okay. All right, I give up.
I only have one that's comfortable.
The thong found the fame?
A little bit funny.
The thong remains the fame.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Oh, boy.
At this point, we turn back to the sports page with Chick McGee.
Stupid world record.
What do you got over there, pal?
David Rush.
Oh, I see why you were so upset.
Has broken the world
right up your
record.
Alley.
A Guinness World Record for the furthest, I think it's farthest, throw of a paper airplane into a target. After dozens of throws, David managed to beat the previous record of 19.7 feet by landing a paper airplane into a bucket placed 49.2 feet away. It is Dave's 251st world record.
It's great. And you love paper. You're the one always
making
paper
airplanes.
Airplanes.
That doesn't mean that I want to see a world record.
Chick's the finest paper airplane builder I've ever seen.
We could get Mr. Rush here, perhaps, and you guys could have a contest.
Oh, there you go.
Hard no.
If that were to ever happen, Chick, I want you to know that I will, as soon as he goes, you know, we have Mr. David Rush in the building, I will run out, start my car, pull up to the front door, honk, and you can run out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want to be shown up by the man who is a master of world records, expert juggler.
I bet I can make a better paper airplane than you can.
So what?
Easily.
I don't doubt that.
They're great.
You do an
amazing job.
What happened to our sports day? Were you going to shoot me free throws, and we're going to and Willie was going to stand in,
pick a football? I'm awfully busy right
Willie's
now.
Willie's going to stand in against a pitcher.
Well, we'll do it. We can do it. Let's wait for.
We know a major league pitcher.
I know.
You know they say moving is one of the most stressful things you can do.
Isn't it? Like, one of the top five. Yeah,
it goes divorce, moving,
death.
Death is third.
I thought, isn't public speaking like
up that's there the biggest too? Fear? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Stress. Oh, moving. Stress. Yeah. I've been packing up my house. It's stressful.
It's stressful to be this. Have a beautiful new home. I know.
Woe is me.
I'm such a bother.
My new man's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. By the way, just so horrible. You know, I'm not moving. I'm not moving into it.
It
be not done.
I don't understand. The escalator isn't finished yet.
I can't decide if I should buy six couches or seven.
Pat, your tool shed isn't heated yet, Pat.
Well, you got to get that heated.
I'm so stressed out. The Please. Chandelier man is coming over.
I can't believe it. And then, you know those matching dolphins I have for the pool?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
One of them broke his fin.
Oh,
yeah.
Pool temperature.
I hope it wasn't the gold one.
God.
Eight car garage or 10, all these questions.
I just can't.
You know, so when the new year arrives and I'm living in a GD hotel.
Please tell me.
You're going to move into a hotel?
It's a long story.
Please tell me you at least started the conversation with your significant other that Pat could move in.
you've suggested it.
Please tell me that.
You know, when the show's over, Pat's going to have to go somewhere.
Oh, look at all the space above the garage, honey. That's great. That's where Pat can live. And then we can... what was that?
Yes, we're getting rid of the golf cart. Pat can stay there.
That would be amazing.
Man, if you have to live in a hotel for a little bit, who else is excited for him to come in the second week of January? The ice machine kept me up all night.
My pillow, it was like it had tennis balls inside it. It was horrible.
I've experienced all these things.
I'm sure.
And then they were cleaning my room for loggerhead turtles. And, evidently, they're in danger.
The beach was closed. Sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm packing stuff up, Christy, as you know.
It's yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You've moved.
I feel
I've
for
moved.
You, man.
Are you sure you're not?
Oh, I was going to bring you some boxes.
You're not being asked to leave, and this is just an elaborate ruse.
No, we're right behind you, honey.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Don't you have people that help you do
helping
that?
People helping me out, sure.
I was going to say.
Yeah. You got to go through stuff, and you find things.
Right.
And you're past
do
the
you
age
have
of
the
even...
three? Do you have the three piles? The keep, the donate, the throwaway? That's how we separate things
out.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Okay. There's the mountain. That's the keep.
Yeah.
Then there's the wastebasket. That's the throwaway.
Yeah, because you don't throw anything.
No, I'm...
Not only are we all past the age to help anyone move, but you're past the age to even ask someone to help you.
Oh, yeah. I found some cool stuff I've been trying to find for a long time.
Yes, I found all of that. That third treasure chest I've been looking for in my basement.
No dumb stuff like
the gold, you know.
Like the keys to the house.
I found my father's doubloons.
Evidently, they've appreciated the value.
I don't know.
You know, money's just filthy, isn't it?
I'm thinking it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.